Exclusive reps. Tom Tiffany, Andy Ockels urged Joe Biden to halt immigration from Haiti amid bloody revolution. By John Binder on March 15, 2024. Reps. Tom Tiffany, RY, and Andy Ockels, RTN, are calling on President Joe Biden to halt all immigration to the United States from Haiti as an armed militia terrorizes the country with what they are calling a bloody revolution. In a letter, exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, the congressman said they are alarmed at reports that the Biden administration is considering aiding a potential mass exodus of Haitians to the U.S., using Guantanamo Bay as a processing site. We are also concerned that this effort may be the first installment in a broader scheme to bring tens of thousands of additional Haitians into the United States outside of normal visa rules, worsening a disastrous migrant crisis that your policies have fueled here at home, Tiffany and Ockels write. The congressmen are urging Biden to shut down immigration from Haiti while an insurrection led by gang leader Jimmy Barbecue Chérizier is underway. Chérizier's armed militia has already released thousands of prisoners from jails, kidnapped Catholic priests, and terrorized Christians. We're not in a peaceful revolution. We are making a bloody revolution in the country because this system is an apartheid system. A wicked system, Chérizier said of the insurrection. The U.S., Tiffany and Ockels write, must not bear the brunt of turmoil abroad. Over the last 3 years, your administration has ignored our immigration laws and abused its authority, transforming many American neighborhoods into dumping grounds overwhelmed with aliens from failed states. This must stop. It is not America's responsibility to perpetually absorb large numbers of unstable, developing country nationals, and it does not serve the best interests of the American people to continue doing so. Emphasis added. Rather than making this already dire situation worse, we hope you will take this prospect entirely off the table by using your existing authority under Section 212F of the Immigration and Nationality Act to suspend the entry of Haitian nationals for the foreseeable future. Emphasis added. Tiffany and Ockels tell Biden that admitting tens of thousands of more Haitians will further strain social services, public resources, and cities' infrastructure. Instead, Biden should ask nearby French-speaking territories to take in Haitians fleeing the situation, they write. Instead of embarking on a process that will almost certainly end in large numbers of poorly vetted Haitians flooding into American communities, placing more pressure on local social services, safety net programs, public health infrastructure, and schools, you should press Caribbean Community, CARICOM, member states and other French-speaking territories in the region to accept any mass exodus from Haiti. Other nations must, as you are so fond of saying, pay their fair share. Emphasis added. From 2021 through 2022, the U.S. has admitted roughly 142,500 Haitians on temporary visas, as well as nearly 22,000 Haitians on green cards to resettle in the U.S. In addition to these legal immigration routes, Biden has extracted tens of thousands of Haitians from their native country via the Department of Homeland Security's DHS parole pipeline into the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.